Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. And I'm talking about this new condition, COVID brain. And how small business brain has turned into COVID brain is because small business brain is where we eat risk for breakfast, right? Bring it on. Give us your best shot. We can handle it. But that's because we've had experiences that we can handle the next threat by building on the experiences that we and calling on those things that we've done in the past, how we solved problems before. I'll use that again. Bring it on. But we have no comparable for the coronavirus. And that's creating what neuroscientists are calling COVID brain. And the only way to mount a defense against it is because it's what's between our ears. And it's in this real estate between our ears. The brain, that's where the brain is, right? So, and in fact, neuroscientists say the challenge that we have with COVID brain is not so much the stress itself, but how we think about it. Because words matter, especially the ones we say to ourselves. So think about your pandemic amplified stress by having a word with yourself. Specifically, I'm going to point out three words: ownership, expectations, and belief. Ownership. I want you to claim what I call the small business ownership attitude. Here it is. As I face challenges in my business today, the only thing in question is how well I'll respond to each one. And the future of my business depends on the answer to that question. I must own the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's ownership. Expectations is the second word. The concept of expectations is at once powerful and underappreciated. You can't get a customer you can't keep them either, if you don't understand their expectations and focus your performance accordingly. Expectations. To deal with COVID brain, you have to establish your own business survival expectations and laser-focused performance on them. That's right. You can have more than one. You can have more than one expectation, but they have to be prioritized. Here are three that I want to suggest to get you started. Your prime expectation to me is, in 2020, surviving is winning. Surviving is winning. Prime expectations. Any questions? Second expectation. I understand and accept that survival will be uncomfortable and messy. I'm going to get over it. Third expectation. This expensive survival lesson will eventually pay dividends. I expect to get a return on my investment when COVID-22 shows up. And the third word is belief. When the compounding effect has had its way with you, when the three U's of the apocalypse have stampeded over you, when a governor puts the kibosh on customers, in that darkest of moments, when you feel absolutely alone, there will only be one force, one last lever still available to you. And that lever is belief. And it manifests as belief in yourself. Out here on Main Street, if you don't believe in yourself, all the capital and all the luck and all the customers will not sustain you. And you won't arrive at that dark moment until there's nothing and no one else you can call on, when it will be just you and your ability to reach deep inside yourself and to believe. Perhaps you can tell I've been there before. When I talk about being a small business owner, there's virtually nothing you've been through or will come be go through that I haven't been through. And so these are things that I know from experience. And I have some affirmations that I use when I'm having a dark moment, when I'm having one of those words with myself. The first two are of unknown origin, and the third one is attributed to Henry Ford. Here's the first one. This is no hill for a climber. This thing that I'm facing, this challenge I'm facing, is no hill for a climber. And I'm a climber. my favorite. I say that to myself sometimes out loud. This is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. Here's the next one. If it is to be, it is up to me. You may have heard that before. Someone wrote a book with that title. If it is to be, it is up to me. If you're the leader of your organization, if it is to be, it is up to you. And then finally, the one from Henry Ford, if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you'll be right. If I think I can or if I think I can't, either way, I'll be right. That one sold a lot of cars. So I want you to claim one of those, or either mine or yours. Pick your own out. I don't care. Find one. Find six. Say them to yourself. Say them out loud. And there is one other dark moment belief that many have learned from a legendary warrior. King David knew something about being up against it. His coronavirus was named Goliath. Surely the powerful wisdom and refuge in David's 23rd Psalm sprung from one of his dark moments. I say it out loud to myself, very slowly. The Lord is my shepherd. It works for me, my friends. In the new regular, own your reality with focused expectations and belief in yourself. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. We've got a lot more to come. Stay with us.
When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.